Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God. Hello again, this is Pastor Jill. Today I am reading from Mark chapter 11, verses 27 through 33. Again, they came to Jerusalem. As Jesus was walking in the temple, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders came to him and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin? Answer me." They argued with one another, "What should we say? If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But shall we say of human origin?" They were afraid of the crowd, for all regarded John as truly a prophet. So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." Here ends our reading. Now, before we get into the heart of the reading, I want to acknowledge a missing verse. Careful listeners and readers will notice that Mark chapter 11, verse 26 is missing. I just realized this myself, so I did a little digging. There is a verse 26 that you can read in some biblical translations, but it is missing in the most foundational Greek sources, specifically the sources that were used in the translation of the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, the translation that most Lutherans use and the one I am using today. Now, I know you're curious, so here's what it says. It says in Jesus' voice, "But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses." Now, that pertains to the reading you heard yesterday more than today, but it is quite harsh. However, the idea that forgiveness affects both the forgiven and the forgiver is an important point. Feel free to ponder that on your own. Moving on to today's reading, we find once again that the religious leaders want to trip Jesus up. They were already looking for a way to be rid of him without having the crowds turn against them. Will they never tire of pitting their wits against Jesus? Every time they try, Jesus proves to be the cleverer one. They want Jesus to say either that his authority is from God, in which case they can claim that he blasphemed against their religious order, or they want him to claim his authority comes from humans, in which case it is minimized. Either way, they win. But Jesus simply refuses to fall into their trap. Notice, there is no room in their logic for Jesus to be right and acting on his own authority, the authority of God. If this were the case, the religious leaders would have to face their own deficiencies, and that is clearly not an option for them. It's an important question for us, though. Where do we believe Jesus' authority comes from? You might think I'm joking, but no, I'm serious. Historically, we know Jesus existed. Even the most atheistic or even pagan believers will agree on that point. However, most people will agree that Jesus did good things and tried to shape worldly authorities to also do good things. Here's where the question really matters. Was he simply a human who gained a large following because he was charismatic and gave people hope? Many, many religious traditions stop here. This is Jesus' authority coming from humans. We, however, believe that he had a much more powerful authority, the authority that comes with being the Son of God. Only if Jesus has this heavenly authority are our sins forgiven and our hearts made clean. Only if Jesus is the Son of God do we have hope that we can grow closer to him daily and eventually spend our eternity with him. Are we willing to face the critics of this world, the leaders who will lose power if we are correct, and declare that Jesus is the Son of God and has authority over our lives and all of creation? Maybe it's time we ponder again upon Jesus' authority and how we live under his authority. Let's pray. Jesus, we believe you are the Son of God. At the same time, we often choose to listen to others and give them authority in our lives. Give us discernment, Lord Jesus, so we may understand what comes from you and what doesn't come from you. Give us the wisdom to follow your word and only your word. Amen.